with technology on our site. So here's a good example of a piece of technology that we've built, which is called Twists, which is kind of a Twitter whitelist on our site. I'll tell you what I mean in a second, which is basically, this is our keyword page for Google, all of our stories about Google, and you'll see that in the main column, this is everything that we're writing about Google and in reverse chronological order. This thing on the side is whenever Charles Arthur, who is our technology editor, tweets anything about Google, or indeed uses the word Android, or uses mentions particular, or in the case of Apple, we have the same technology on our Apple page, and it's whenever someone mentions Apple or iPod or iPad or Steve Jobs or Macworld or any of those kind of related terms. So it's somebody we trust using a term that we know is going to be relevant. We'll include it on the page. So when he tweets about what he had for lunch, it doesn't appear. But when he tweets about relevant things, it does. And that works really, really well. Until you get our head of technology who has an apple for lunch. And then that's really problematic. But we haven't quite managed to work our way around that. So, here's some other ways that we're kind of using Twitter on the site. So you will all know about the worm and how a worm will show up on the, when you're doing election live sentiment analysis, where people are saying, I think this is a good speaker, I'm really glad we don't have one now, but this is something that we did during the Chilcot inquiry, which is a kind of an official statement that both Tony Blair and then Gordon Brown had to make to an inquiry about the Iraq War, about sort of weapons of mass destruction and all of those kind of things. And so this was a program that was written that allowed us to scan the list of tweets that were coming in. They weren't being written to us, they were people talking on Twitter. And we were able to then use particular words or look out for particular words. So here's an example down here where it says, if Blair spun then Brown ducked, either way the truth of the Iraq War remains hidden behind you. And that is classified, you can see the little negative sign, that's classified as a negative analysis for a very particular time period. So essentially we were able to sort of say, how did the story unfold? How did the sentiment unfold over time on Twitter? So this is not the same as people clicking a button saying, I love it, I hate it, I hate it. It's actually people... it's us watching what people are doing and then adding a layer of kind of context around that. So we did that for both Blair and Brown. We also did it for the election a little more recently. We're also using things like TrendsMap to do visualizations. And this is a dancing visualization about what people are talking about in particular locations. So this is polling day on our election day. This is what people were talking about, already looking kind of interesting. And I just want to talk slightly, very quickly about ABC. You know, ABC in Australia, they're really good people. And Chris Winter, who was here last time we did this event in November, a couple of weeks ago they launched a thing called ABC Investigate with this very noble claim. And the idea was that they would actually create a page on their site, which is a form that people can fill in to do, as a whistleblower, to say, here's something that you should investigate, this is something you should know about. But they went one further and they said, we're going to open this up to Twitter, we're going to open this up and you can ask us any question and we will investigate it. I don't know if you know how Twitter works. I'm sure you've experienced Twitter before. People ask them questions. These are the questions that they answered. They asked, why have I only got lots of single socks? Where do all their friends go? Why won't MC Hammer let me touch anything? Where are my keys? Have you seen my keys? I mean, they ask. Twitter asked hundreds and hundreds of questions. I mean, this was one of those memes that kind of takes off and everyone goes a bit crazy about it and started asking lots of questions. This is not to say that ABC did the wrong thing by creating it, but by just making it possible for people to ask a question, that's not collaboration with the user, that's not crowdsourcing. It's what they do with that. It's how they manage to filter out all of these great, maybe they should all become members of Faster Times so that they can great philosophical questions answered, right? These are some philosophical questions, Absolutely. But it's what they do with it. And so some enterprising other user created a thing called ABC Answers, where they would try and answer all of the questions that were, this is a silly thing goes on, but I guess what I'm saying is that just using Twitter, just throwing things open to the crowd does not actually make for a kind of a really collaborative experience. It can sometimes make it as a bit of a mess. Really briefly, we have a Guardian Facebook page, and we have probably 25,000 people that like it on our site. It's good. We do publish things to it. We publish stories, and conversations happen on that page. These are the two big questions that we are constantly asking ourselves about our main Guardian page and about any other Facebook page that we want to create. is how much time do we want to spend seeding and feeding a Facebook page rather than creating original content on our site or on any other platform? How much time are we going to spend over there rather than on our site? And secondly, how much conversation do we want to happen on Facebook? You know, that you will have seen on that last page, there are 45 comments on that first piece there. There are also 250 comments on our own site. So how do we kind of bring those together? And the answer is we can't bring those together, not very easily. So, and where do we participate? We're constantly trying to get our journalists to get involved in the conversation. Should we send them to Facebook to get involved? That's the kind of, it's, so we're always having to think about how do we manage these two places. I'm absolutely all for what we call embrace, don't replace, the idea of going to where people already are, hanging out where people are already hanging out, being present in their communities, being present in their places, but not necessarily at the cost of the conversation or at the cost of the quality or at the cost of the access to people. Here's another issue. This is a story that we posted to Facebook. London's richest people are worth 273 times more than the poorest. Academics argue that society has the widest divide since the days of slavery. 35 people like this. They like the inequality? Do they like the story? Or do they like the picture? What do they like? Liking is a really weird thing, and this is my slight problem with Facebook, that Facebook seems in a lot of ways to be much better set up for brands. I like Coca-Cola, I like Pepsi, I like British Airways. It's better for brands than it is for news, because in the case of this, what the word like is a very lazy way of saying what, I recommend this, I think this is interesting, you should also read it, I want to share it with my community. It's difficult, and so, you know, 400,000 people have died in an earthquake. 89 people like this. It just doesn't really work. And it feels kind of uncomfortable for us as a news organization. So we have to be careful with things like that, which is why we haven't done the full-on integration with Facebook so far on our site, because it's a sensitive issue and it works for Coke and it doesn't work for news. But we have done some bits of integration which allow people to get slightly closer, that reduces the friction of participation. So if you want to clip something, just like bookmarking something on the Guardian site, we've made it possible that whenever you clip something on the Guardian site, you can automatically kind of throw it to your Facebook friends. And that's a useful kind of small, light integration that means it's just a shortcut to a thing that you were going to do, but it doesn't take over your entire experience. And speaking of Facebook, here's Mark Zuckerberg. This great quote, I actually really like this. The idea that communities already exist, you have to think about what you can help that community do. Somebody asked me earlier, I think they were kind of joking, but they were saying, how do you create a community? How do you make a community happen? And the answer is always, well, you don't make communities. Communities already exist. You find ways to support them. You find ways to... the communities already exist, even if they don't know that they are yet a community. You have to find ways to support them. You create platforms. You create opportunities for them. And then you give them things that they want to do. So recently, we had this election. And on the day after the election, we created a Flickr group that enabled people to send their message to the new coalition government about how we think that they, you know, messages to them about what they should do and about how they should work together and so on. We had lots of people send in their photos. These are their photos down here. At the top of the page, you can see these were the pictures as they were printed in The Guardian, actually printed in the paper on the Saturday just after the election. And I love this. This was one guy who participated, and he took a photo of his statistics, his Flickr statistics, and uploaded it with this great quote. Whenever people say that print newspapers are dying, I think of this graph. Can you see where The Guardian's message for the government group gave me 15 minutes of fame? I'm not saying that we made him famous, but actually he felt strongly enough about it to take a photo or to screen capture that and then to upload it to his thing. And we do have an effect. We gave him what I call micro fame. You know, this idea that actually you're not making him super famous, you're giving him his 15 minutes. You know, it's a way of saying, this guy did a really good thing and we have put traffic towards you. We haven't just ripped it off and then made some money from it, we've actually pushed some of it back, we've pushed back traffic in his case. And he values it, and he's obviously pretty chuffed, so that's good.